Getting the playlist going in 3, 2, 1, play. All right, welcome to your song and your psalm of today is 123, Psalm 123. Go ahead and start moving your body, start taking a walk, ready to walk higher, to go higher, to come to a place of intimacy, of closeness with your Father. Pay attention to your body. Take a look at your posture. Take a body scan. How does your body feel today? What is it that you need? What is it that your body needs today? How does your body want to move? Take a big, deep breath. Inhale through your nose, filling up your belly, and exhale. Big exhale all the way out. Do that a couple more times, relaxing your body as you're breathing. Relaxing your shoulders, releasing any tension that you might have in your body. Being open and ready to surrender, to release that extra tension, those sticky places that are happening within your physical body. And just begin to walk, begin to move, knowing that it is good to begin again. Wherever you've been, at, it's never too late to start again, to take a new step walking forward and walking higher. So God, thank you for today. Thank you for this time for us to move in this new way. God, we ask that you would breathe your breath of life into us. That you would help us to breathe differently, to stand taller, to look higher, to lift our gaze, to even bring our neck a little bit higher so we can see a little bit higher. God, I declare healing over our physical bodies today. I declare healing over our heart, over some broken hearts, that you would put them together, that you would sprinkle your water, that you would cleanse the inside of us, giving us a softer heart, removing our heart of stone and giving us a heart of flesh. Lord, help us to come closer to you today, to see your character, to see who you are, and then that helping us see who you have created us to be. God, we give you this time. We worship you. We give you our song, we give you our movement, our praise, God, in Jesus' name, amen. Good job, you guys. Way to continue to move. Way to show up, way to push play. Today we are gonna unpack and talk about Psalm 123. So Psalm 123 is a lament, a cry for mercy, that represents a community that has been despised and oppressed, a community that is looking to God for mercy. They call out to God in the midst of distress and oppression, and they ask God for mercy. This is their mercy cry, their mercy call to God. So verse 1, As you're continuing to move, continue to walk. Pay attention to the way that your foot hits the ground. Being able to wiggle your toes, that every point of your foot hits the floor. That your weight is evenly distributed as you step. Take each step. Continue to take a body scan. How does your body feel? How's your posture? Where are you holding tension? Verse 1 says, "To you I lift up my eyes. O you who are enthroned in the heavens." The Passion Translation says, "O God enthroned in heaven, I lift my eyes toward you in worship." Yes, Lord, we lift our eyes toward you in worship. May this be our worship today. May this be our mercy cry, our cry to you, to say enough is enough. You are the one enthroned in heaven. Enthroned is to sit in a place in authority and influence. God is enthroned in heaven. He is on the throne. He is in charge. And let us worship. We lift our eyes toward you in worship. What does your worship look like? What does it look like for you to worship? And I love the question is, it's not if we will worship. It's what we worship. What we will worship. Every day we worship. We can worship something. But what is it that we are worshiping? What is your declaration of worship? Even asking God, "God, how do you want me to worship?" How would you like me to worship you today, God? All right, verse 2 says, "Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maidservant to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God till he has mercy upon us." The Passion Translation says, "The way I love you is like the way a servant wants to please his master, the way a maid waits for the orders of her mistress. We look to you, our God, with passionate longing to please you and discover more of your mercy and grace." In him, there is hope, because Yahweh's character is different. He is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, is what it says in Exodus. To be a servant or handmaiden in the house of God of such character gives confidence. That gives us confidence that when we have a problem or need, we come to God, whom we trust to help us. And so we come lifting up our eyes to him, humbly bringing our needs, patiently looking to him to supply our needs, for we know he will. That is who he is. That is his character. We know because he is completely dependable. Thanks to Jesus that we have mercy and grace, that we don't have to do or be a certain way in order to please God. He is pleased with us because of who he is. His character. We have a passionate longing to please God because that is how he sees us. He lavishes you with His love, and He has a passionate longing to intimately know you and know your heart. Verse 3, have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us, for we have had more than enough of contempt. Mercy, God giving us what we do not deserve. And He does have mercy on us, abundant mercy to rescue us from the captivity of our sins. And then overflowing grace to meet our needs one by one as we come to Him with faith and humility. Have mercy on us. Grace giving us exactly what we need. So whatever you're going through, whether crushed, feeling despaired, how they were feeling here in this psalm. They were feeling full of contempt. Feeling that they were at the bottom, that they were ready to collapse. But know this, that you can come before God with whatever it is that you need, and He hears you. He is far greater than anything that comes against you. Far more powerful than any obstacle you may be facing. Come before Him, lift your eyes to Him, offer your request, and then know that He hears you and will answer you according to His wisdom and grace. The house is here, the kingdom is near, you say. Mercy for the oppressed among us. For us to know that we had to have compassion for those that are oppressed, for those that need help in our communities, to have mercy on those among us as we receive the mercy of God. We can give mercy and grace. Verse 4, our soul has had more than enough of the scorn of those who are at ease, of the contempt of the proud. The Passion Translation says, for we've had more than our fill of the scoffing and scorn, this mistreatment by the wealthy elite. Lord, show us your mercy. Lord, show us your grace. Lord, show us your mercy. Lord, show us what we do not deserve. And He did that through Jesus. He gave us Jesus. Lord, show us your grace. Show us what we need. Ask and I'll give the nations to you. What is it that you need? Let this be the cry of your heart, your declaration of what you need, what God is giving you. That is who He is. And He does it because of who He is, not because of us, not because we deserve it. It's because of His mercy and grace. It's because of His character. That is us coming higher. That is us putting our eyes and focus off of our own self and onto Him. Start checking back in with your body. Continuing to move, continuing to breathe, continuing to lift the corners of your mouth, to be able to smile, to be able to speak and declare the goodness of God over you, over your life, over your family, over your community. Check in with your body again. Take a body scan and see how your body is feeling different. If there is less pain happening, if there still is a place in your body that needs some attention, maybe needs a stretch. You can go ahead and take a couple, like shake it out. You can hop and shake, just getting your lymphatic system moving and whatever is stuck in there to just let it out. Let it go out. Let it just move in and through you, opening your palms in a place of surrender, a place of release. Asking God, what is it that I need to release, Lord? What have I held onto that you're calling me to let go of? So that I can receive your mercy and I can receive your grace because of who you are. And I can give that to others, to those that I come in contact with today and this week. Go ahead and keep moving. Keep moving where you're at. Relaxing your body. And as you feel you are ready, that you have surrendered what it is that you need to surrender, go ahead and hold your hands up in a posture to receive. Receiving what God has for you. You can hold them up by your side. You can extend your arms all the way out in front of you. And just declare. Make a declaration of who God is. Declare God. Declare God's goodness over your life. Let this be your cry, your war cry today. We declare that you are good, that you are a God of mercy and grace. We declare that our hope comes from you, that you are a God of hope, you are a God of provision, you are a God of safety and of rest. That you are enthroned in heaven, that you are above and over all things. Make a declaration today. God, thank you. Thank you so much for today. Thank you. for your mercy and grace. We lift our eyes to you. We lift our heart to you. Help us to have a heart posture. And we receive all your goodness that you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen.